Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey everybody, Doug Addison here, Spirit Connection Live, and it is November 6, 2013. Welcome. I've got Nina in the chat room tonight. If you happen to be connecting over my website, dougaddison.com, you can actually type in questions and things like that. We encourage no long dreams, please. I'm going to go into some prophetic words, and I'm just going to ask Nina, everything look okay, Nina? Okay, and then I'm going to have her call me back in about a half hour, and with some questions and things like that from you guys. But right now, I just want to pray and release this prophetic word I have. I'm really excited for tonight. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all that you're doing. And God, I thank you that this is a new day. That's what I heard the Lord say, that everything's turning around. It's a breakthrough time. And so, Father, I ask in Jesus' name that your Holy Spirit would flow through the internet right now, all over the world, people who are connecting all over the world, and also people who are watching this later on the re-recording, and that your Holy Spirit would flow, the prophetic would flow, healing would flow, the power, the presence, the love would flow in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, I'm so excited. I do this once a month if you're new with us. And welcome to everybody, and especially our partners. I want to say thank you for partnering with us. And I'll get into a little bit of an update a little bit later of what we're doing here in Los Angeles now. But I want to start out with a prophetic word for November. First of all, last month I prophesied that October would come in with rough water, but would go out much smoother, and that's actually happening right now. October is, you know, it's going to be a much smoother ride than, you know, not so many ups and downs and things like that, not so many attacks. I think the enemy has been exposed, really. If you've been praying that prayer I've been talking about, God, show us what the enemy doesn't want us to see, then you're going to start seeing some things. It's going to help you smooth things out. In November, the prophetic word for November is that there's an acceleration happening right now. So don't let the enemy distract you with busyness, with being overwhelmed, and still that spirit of panic, the spirit of nervousness. And God, I just pray in Jesus' name we break that off. But this is a time really to slow down and catch this next wave of the Holy Spirit that's coming. I really encourage you to do that. It's kind of hard over the holidays if you're in the U.S. We're moving into the holiday time. But it really is a time to slow down and hear the Lord. I did hear God say that November 20th would be a very significant day. And I keep hearing that over and over, that I don't know what it means or anything. The Lord said that there would be a greater release of his power, of his presence, revelation, and the ability to hear his voice. Dreams are coming. And so, I looked it up. I just heard this, the 20th, 11:20, that's November 20th. And I couldn't help from being drawn to Luke 11:20, where, they accused Jesus of doing some things. And he says, but if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And this is what's happening in November, that God is releasing a new level of the kingdom of God that's going to come upon you. And the kingdom of God is much greater than just one thing. It's much greater than just healing, or just, it's much greater than just one gift. Even the prophetic, the kingdom of God is all the gifts all together. So I want to pray right now for the release of that power for November. Father, we pray for your finger to touch us and anoint us to be able to do things that would be able to rise above, and that the kingdom of God would go with us everywhere we go and make us sensitive, Lord. This is the time to get sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because he's doing something new. And last month's prophetic word that I released was that we've been making a breakthrough. There's been a lot of promotions. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but your gifts will operate differently. Now, you can still use your gifts, but you have the chance of actually operating in an upgraded gift right now. And we made a breakthrough picture, breaking through to the next level, to the next room upstairs, so to speak. And so our old ceiling is now our new floor. And quite often, right over, you know, like it, usually it's a bedroom, you know, or somewhere. That's what I saw, is like a bedroom, an intimacy place, symbolically, that the Lord's calling us into a deeper intimacy time right now. And this, that gifts are operating differently. I want to talk about something first. Is in fact, God showed me this today. I wasn't going to talk about it, but the Holy Spirit showed up and just reminded me that 6 months ago today, May 6th, 2013, I was flying through Cleveland, Ohio, and the Lord had told me that if I would pray as I flew through Cleveland, Ohio, He would do something. And I was on my way to speak at the school, the Global Awakening, Randy Clark's ministry, the Global Awakening School of the Supernatural. And I was flying through Cleveland at, on my way to Harrisburg. And as I was sitting there on the runway, or, you know, we were in the plane, and I looked out and I saw this old control tower being torn down. And I'm a seer, so I knew what it meant right away, that, you know, God was going to release, He was going to take down the old control. So I prayed at 7 p.m. that, God, would You release people from control? And I don't know if you know this, but right at that time, Amanda Berry, Gina, and Michelle Knight, Gina De Jesus, got released from being held captive. And the Lord actually, it wasn't just me, but used me as one person. I'm sure there was others praying, but I knew that right at the moment that God had placed me there, that I needed to pray. And that happened. I didn't know till the next day, till we turned on the news and found out that, oh my goodness, they escaped right at that time. And it was an amazing thing. But that happened 6 months ago today. And the Lord reminded me of it today. And He said this, that He's doing something right now. This is a day, healing for women who have been held back, healing for women who've been held back by the prejudice spirit, by a masculine holding, sometimes holding people down. And but the names, the name Amanda is worthy of love. The name Gina is well born, or born into royalty. And the name Michelle means resembles God. So God is setting people free right now. Listen, it's happening right now today, and it's happening this year. He's setting people free that feel unworthy, feel like that you've made a mistake, or maybe that you were a mistake. And He's letting you see who you are, see yourself as He sees you, that you are worthy of God's love. You are God's image. You were born to do amazing things in the kingdom of God. That's the prophetic word, really, when we saw those three women released. And praise God for them. Father, we pray for them that they be restored. Their body, soul, spirit would be restored from the torture and the torment that they had for over a year. But also, check this out, is that... you know, God's calling us to do things like that. I happen to be able to see it. You know, these things happen all the time, that you could be driving along and God calls you to go, you know, go pray in that store over there, and you walk in and you don't even realize it. I would have never known it, but God let me see it. The reason He did it, He said, I'm doing things like this right now. I'm sending My people, and I'm sending you in, and people like you, to go into places and change the spiritual atmosphere, even if it's just for a moment, to go in and change the spiritual atmosphere, set the captives free. Isaiah 61 is really just, I just keep hearing a bell ringing that Isaiah 61 is going to be a big chapter or verse or proclamation for 2014. But I encourage you to read my prophetic word about that. Go to my blog, DougAddison.com, and go to the May, I think it's right around May 13th or something like that, because I had some angelic encounters that was really cool, and today's the anniversary of that. And so God's releasing something new. You know, there's a turnaround started on October 31st. God spoke to me last week that October 31st would be a turnaround day. And I had a spiritual experience that week. And God spoke to me that the word breakthrough, He just said the word breakthrough. I heard it ring in my spirit. And so I began to speak the word breakthrough into my situation. I want to encourage you, speak the word breakthrough right now. I'm not really one of those people who lead everyone in saying breakthrough, but let's all just say breakthrough. Breakthrough right now. Father, we just pray for breakthrough. And I was battling in prayer last week, and I clearly heard that breakthrough is so close for many people. It's like a membrane. That's how the thin, you know, it's just a thin shield. And the enemy wants you to think that you're still behind that wall, you know, or still behind maybe even in a cell, or still that it's not going to be there. But it is so thin right now. It's like a membrane. And there are times that God really separates the spiritual realm from the natural realm. And sometimes it's so thin, it's a membrane. The natural reflects the supernatural. And we need to be discerning of what's real life and what's spiritual, because quite often they interchange, the real life and the spiritual aspect. The natural points to the supernatural, they interchange. And we need to be in a time right now where we can discern that. And the way you do that is by taking notes. That's how I do it. I journal, take notes. And that's how I find out more about it. Of course, ask the Lord, ask God and the Holy Spirit to show you. And what you might be perceiving as, listen, this is a word right now, what you might be perceiving as something unsettling or discontent may very well be the Holy Spirit guiding you into a new situation. Because quite often, discontent and feeling like there's something more will be the very thing that's going to help you propel you or help you to do something about it and get you to something new. So breakthrough's right around the corner. Remember, sometimes breakthrough happens, but it may not manifest right away. Something may happen in the spiritual realm to shift it. May not always happen, may unfold slowly. Other times it's a breakthrough like that. But I want to encourage you to press in. I'm pressing in right now for our breakthrough that we need as well. You know, as I've been praying over the last 2 months with my staff every day, 7 days a week, because we need breakthrough right now. And a part of it, one of the words we heard this week was that we need to go offensive and not defensive. And another part of turnaround happens when we can actually turn your situation around. The kingdom of God is always advancing. But we often find ourselves, I find Christians find themselves in a defensive battle position spiritually. You know, they're always trying to discern the plans of the enemy, or afraid of the enemy, or fighting the enemy, or looking for demons. But there has to be a balance to this, that God is calling us to go on the offense. The kingdom of God is offensive. The kingdom of God is advancing, and we need to take it. And so it's time to get a new position and begin to take action and move forward. We need to focus. I mean, we don't want to focus on Satan all the time, but we want to be able to look and see what God's doing. And at the same time, if we're being held back, if you're being held back or seeing repeated patterns or loss or failures or attacks, then yes, discern the attack, pray and cut it off, and then move on and ask God for the plan. We've had to, actually, since we moved to Los Angeles, we've been just like going down this list, chipping away at different plans of the enemy. But you know what? We ask God to show us his plans, because they outweigh the plans of the enemy by far. But we're moving into a season right now that we need to take an offensive place in prayer, offensive place for the plans of the enemy. Jeremiah 29:11 says it, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." I mean, how good is that? So I just want to release this. God, show us the plans you have for us. And as we've been praying this, the prayer that, God, show us what the enemy doesn't want us to see, I want to say, God, show us what you want us to see. And I pray that those around us would be able to see it as well, and that we'd be able to see ourselves as you want us to see us, or that you see us, in Jesus' name. All right, another prophetic word. There's a shaking happening in the marketplace right now. And I had a dream, in fact, repeated dreams throughout the month of October, October, because it's November now, but October, I've been having dreams over and over that I'm in meetings, I'm in business places, I'm in churches, I'm in public, and the lights go out. I just keep having this repeated thing where the lights go out. And then suddenly new strategies will come. The lights come back on. There's new marketing ideas. There's new things being released from heaven. And there's all this stuff happening, angelic things in my dreams. But people were not perceiving or catching it. And they're going on like, oh, okay, that was weird. The lights just blinked. But God's saying, I want to do something new. If you remember back, I had a word over the Super Bowl. On the day of the Super Bowl, I tweeted that morning that there would be a prophetic sign that would be seen around the world. And half the lights went out, and God is speaking that right now. You can find that on my blog as well, that's God speaking it right now, that he wants to release a new way to operate, a new way to open things up. And there is it. Listen to me. I'm going to prophesy right now. There is a shaking happening that's going to open the vault of heaven for kingdom finances. And God is breaking. He's breaking through. He wants to back these new paradigm or these new wineskin projects is what I call them. But they're like venture capital projects in the spiritual. In other words, God's calling you to do something. Maybe he's calling you to do something new, a business, you know, start a ministry or launch something new. That's something that if he's calling you to do it, he'll help you finance it. I'm saying right now, there's heavenly finances opening up all around. So, Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus that would be revealed. And God's releasing unusual opportunities. Listen to me, unusual opportunities to make money as a means of repayment for all the losses that would happen since the 2008 downturn. And so we need to listen to God and we need to respond. And you know, I don't want to limit it to anything. Maybe something you're doing right now, make sure it's what God's, in. But I know that there's new creative release right now with investments. There's new creative release right now with ideas. There's just with partnerships. And there's just such an anointing right now on this to release kingdom finances. And and it's an amazing time of acceleration. Now, as of last Rosh Hashanah in September and Yom Kippur, September 16th is the highest holy day of the Jewish calendar, and we're no longer under the Jewish law. I'm quite Gentile, thank you, and I'm English and Cherokee, but I know that God still is on the Jewish calendar. The new year comes in September, or Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur is when the release of promotions, and the Lord told me, and this was in my prophetic word last month, that this was a year of the most of promotions that have happened in, I don't know how long, but decades at least. And now things are operating different. That's that new ceiling that we're breaking through right now. And here's what I notice, because it's happening, right? I'm gonna look around. I was in some meetings, I was in conferences, I've been in churches, I've been just observing, even in business, I just looking around and observing, and I've noticed something that a lot of people are just going about their business and not really checking in to see what's going on with this new level. We're at a new level right now, and you can, most people think of new levels, new devils. I want to say this, you've got a new level, and you've got unlimited headway above you, because God has in the new level you can do things that you couldn't at other levels, but you have to figure it out. So I've been noticing that in worship services, in churches and conferences, I've been noticing that the presence and the power of God is coming much more quickly than previously, and the presence and power opens up much more quickly. Now, a lot of times we'll go into a time of worship, and that the worship is to open up, or a lot of people use it to get themselves ready, you know, so that they can experience God. But that's what it's for, is to get you in line with heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. Most people aren't really, they're just accustomed to spending an extended time or a certain time, or maybe your church or you or your home group or you personally might have a way that you do things. But what I've noticed since September is that there's there is an opening of the heavenly realm. There is a coming of God's presence, angels in the room, much more quickly. I was in a meeting when it was in 45 seconds, a gate, it was like a doorway opened. But most people weren't paying attention. They noticed the presence was there. But now I want to encourage you that to learn how to interact. We need to learn how to interact now because we could actually enter into something much more quickly. I was in a meeting where the whole group we entered into the presence of the Lord, and an entire group went together into the courtroom of heaven. I was part of the meeting and leading that into forgiveness and releasing, and there was repenting going on that cleared the airways. We went into the courtroom of heaven as a group, and you know, that's like going before the throne boldly, and it opened the heavens up for an amazing movement, but it didn't take a long time. So try this out, you know, see what happens. I had a visitation from Jesus last August, and he told me that we're entering into a season of his rest in which we will labor less to produce more. And now I've seen the Holy Spirit move in many ways and people everywhere, but there's one thing that stays the same. You have to step into what God's doing at that particular time and take the when the opportunity is there. Don't wait. You know, the presence of God came in a meeting recently I was in after worship, and I was like, oh, great, man, I get to go up and minister in this, like ride this wave. But they stopped and they said, all right, we're going to take a break here and go greet other people. And I was like, all right, that might be your tradition, but we're going to miss something. And sure enough, it lifted, had to get it back. It lifted. It wasn't quite the same level because people go into their same little thing. I'm just saying right now, listen, if you have the opportunity, even I don't know what this means, but to you, but use discernment, you know, timing, risk, you know, to catch God's this new wave that God's doing right now. So start taking notes, start taking risks, grab hold of what God has, and this is a year of acceleration into the Holy Spirit's touch. We're entering into an atmosphere of things that are moving faster. And speaking of that, things are moving faster. In September, there was a release of new angels and angelic assignments for everybody to help you to get into your destiny, to help you to go to the next level. And now, I know angels by functions and not by names. There are angels of healing, angels of breakthrough, love, revelation, you know, fire. I know these types of angels. But I recently encountered a new type of angel. In fact, one was assigned to me, and I asked the Lord what it was, you know, what I don't know the name, but what function. And the Lord said it was a smart angel. And I'm thinking, wow, does that like mean that they're stupid angels, or, you know, but, or is it an intelligent angel? I could use a smart angel. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He says, no, it's like a smartphone. And you know how smartphones function. They have so much functionality in them. And so there's all kinds of different things. So we have these angels who are not just an angel of breakthrough, not just one thing. Like your smartphone can be your music. It can be your, all kinds of different things. You know, your camera, everything. You pull it all together, your communication devices, you could, you know, track things. There are smart angels being released right now that are like Swiss Army knives. That's what you need. So God is assigning these smart angels everywhere to help us to really accomplish a lot more. So Father, I pray for release of angelic awareness, that we would know that there's angels there. Most people don't even know there's an angel in the room. No, most people don't even pay attention to the spiritual atmosphere, and we can train ourselves to do that. So I pray for sensitivity in the spirit. Shifting gears here, I want to talk real quick just about babies. And the Lord gave me this word today that he showed me that babies in the wombs of their mothers right now, women who are pregnant with babies, that this is a new breed of dreamers. And don't be surprised if you're pregnant and that you're having unusual dreams. And now some people say it's because of the release of hormones. But, you know, right, especially right now, you're carrying a dreaming baby, and you're dreaming the baby's dreams. And there's such an anointing. It's not just dreams. There's such an anointing on babies in wombs right now that it doesn't matter if their gifting is prophetic or teaching or whatever their gift is, their gift is going to manifest while in your womb and manifest and change your family, because you are carrying right now a whole new breed of Christians or believers that are going to rise up. The Lord showed me in Genesis 30 and 31 that Jacob later became Israel. Jacob received revelation through a dream on how to profit over his father-in-law Laban, who was ripping it off. He was being cheated by him, but Jacob has a dream and was able to do that. But did you know this? I checked this out. I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me to look at that more closely. At that very time that Jacob, in Genesis 30 and 31, at that very time that Jacob was receiving revelation through dreams, his wife, Rachel, was carrying Joseph. And Joseph was the dreamer. You'll see him in Genesis 40 and 41. Joseph later, when he grows up, goes on to become one of the amazing dreamers, dream interpreters, and interpreted Pharaoh's dream, ended up saving Israel. There was a famine in the land. But did you know that while Joseph was in the womb of Rachel, this is what the Lord told me right now, that is what influenced Jacob, his father, to even have the dream. I always thought it was the other way around, that his father was the one, you know, who had that anointing, and it all suddenly fell on the one in the womb, you know, out of the 12 tribes of Israel, right? It fell on him. But you know what? The Lord showed me that no, it was Joseph who had that anointing and everything around him. So right now, the very presence of your baby in your womb, it can bring revelation, can bring change, can bring things. There's an anointing to the unborn right now, and it's going to begin to manifest new life. Watch for it and see. This is an exciting time to be alive. All right. Well, I want to give you an update on our move to L.A. And my wife, Linda, and I, we moved. We felt God calling us back to Los Angeles. We've been gone 7 years from here, maybe you've heard me talk about it. But our house sold in Santa Maria. Everything was nice and easy, and we had a place all lined up, you know. And we've planted churches. I've been a forerunner, you know, in outreach, outreach specialist, forerunner in prophetic evangelism. Done things, you know, gone into the most strangest places, but this, I want to tell you, moving back to LA has been one of the hardest things we've ever done. Well, probably one of the most difficult transitions we have ever experienced in our, you know, our 17 years together. In fact, in my ministry of over 20 years, and the week before we were moving, I got a visitation from Jesus while we were in Santa Maria. Our house sold, and then the townhouse that we were moving into in Santa Monica, where God spoke to us clearly, He spoke to me to move into Santa Monica, it fell through, and we had to put everything in storage, and only what we could put in two cars 2 months ago, and we moved into this very small temporary, that's where I'm right now, is from that, I'm broadcasting from that, a very small temporary one-bedroom furnished unit with all of our stuff still in storage, which we would really like it back, especially because it's becoming winter, and I still have summer clothes, and I still like the comforts and everything. But we've been having trouble finding a place that we feel peace, that we would know that it matches what God had for us, and peace. But this is a time of breakthrough. Los Angeles means, in Spanish, means the angels. It's the city of angels, and there's a deep spiritual heritage here. There's people moving back. There's prophets moving here. You know what I always say is it's a great day when prophets are moving someplace, and when they start moving away, it's when you want to be concerned. Anyway, there's people moving to Los Angeles right now, and we're here, and we have not been able to take the land yet. It's been 2 months in this situation. But I know that there's a high calling, and that not just me, there's people right now shifting right now. There's a shifting happening like a chessboard, and geographic location. I released that word last month, that geographic location matters. It really matters right now. And so breakthrough is here. I want to tell you, I keep hearing the word breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. It's like a membrane. We're about to see something happen. And I'm really excited about that. But pray for us. In fact, God, we just agree together because I'm coming into the Los Angeles area and to, you know, Hollywood and ministering, already starting to minister, into the media and places like that to be able to prophesy. But coming here to work on a reality show and do some different things. And we have the call of God, and we know it, and we have peace about that. But Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that this would break open, break through. This is the time of breakthrough. So, since we've been, kind of in transition, it's been a little bit tough. Our office is still in Santa Maria, so, if you call up there, Julia will be, or if you email, she'll still answer the phone and answer emails and stuff like that, because our office is still there. But we're trying to get, come down and take the beach here and reestablish here. We were here 7 years ago in Santa Monica and did all kinds of fun outreaches. Maybe you saw me on Father of Lights, Darren Wilson's video, ministering on Venice Beach and in the Supper Club and places like that. Well, that's what I do, and that and more. Because we're operating out of this temporary place, it's been tough on me to do prophetic life coaching. So that's one of the things that helps support my ministry. And I know people are chomping at the bit. I even had a dream that that people were coming up to my door and knocking on the door saying, we need this, we really do need direction. And it wasn't convenient for me. And so I started prophetic life coaching again at a minimal, a small amount that I can do from our apartment here. And also just trying to find a house, balance that time, trying to find a house, trying to travel still. And so I've been doing a few sessions a week. Please be patient. Because I don't know where we're going to be even next week. We're paying week to week on this rental. I don't know where we're going to be next week. I'm trying not to book out too many things, but I've been doing week to week. And so watch my website, DougAddison.com, and under the Prophetic Life Coaching, they go really quick. And I just want to say thanks for being patient as I'm coming back up to speed. Hey, got some good news for you. I don't know if you've been following, but during this whole upheaval thing, all kinds of stuff started happening, all kinds of warfare hit. And I lost 7 years of journaling. My Mac journal went down. I have backup after backup. I have three backups, actually. But it wasn't the fact it wasn't backed up. It was the files were corrupted. And even Mac journal couldn't figure it out. And I was going operating without my journal, which I journal every day. That's how I hear God. That's how I know what happened 6 months ago. But guess what? After all this time, I got it back up on October 17th. My journal was restored, and I figured it out through the Holy Spirit. Thank God, was able to bring my journal back up, and I'm going to start doing some more things that's in my journal about writing some things on angels and stuff like that. So it'll be a lot of fun. So, hey, we had a special this month because I said November 20th is going to be a significant day. So we're running a special on my two online training courses called the Dream Crash Course. That's one of them. Everything that you need for dream interpretation, it's online. And it's got it'll just walk you right through how to interpret dreams using the Holy Spirit as your guide, using a biblical understanding, got all the tools, a dream dictionary, and the Prophetic Tattoo and Piercing Interpretation online training. And both of those are my two online courses. This month, because November 20th, God told me is a special day, we're going to do $20 off. And all you have to do is go to my website, DougAddison.com. On the checkout, when you just go to the training, go over to training, and you can choose either the Dream Crash Course or the Prophetic Tattoo and Piercing Interpretation. Takes you to another website, and you check out, put in this coupon code, NOV20, November 20, NOV20, and it'll give you $20 off. Also, while you're on my website, DougAddison.com, please help us out and donate. Thank you to everyone who's partnering with us. If you partner with us, we're doing something new here in LA, and we we are a nonprofit organization, and we highly encourage people to partner with us. We'll either one-time donation or partner. You can go just to the partner, and people are saying they couldn't find the one-time donation. Go to the partner thing and go down to the bottom, and it's got a one-time as well. You can help us out. please, as we're doing something new, it's, you know, in all this transition, it's been an interesting time. We appreciate people have already stepped up to help us, but also to keep these webcasts free. We have so many people connecting. In fact, we have a record amount of people connecting now that it's costing us a lot more in fees. And Nina, you can go ahead and call me at any time, and I will try to pick up. I hope I didn't turn my hold on. I might have turned it off, my Bluetooth. And anyway, you can go to the donate page. My schedule, I'm going to be November 15th through the 17th. I'll be in San Diego at the Heart of God Church, and it's one of my favorite places to go. And I'll just see if Nina's on the phone here. Hold on, let me get her connected. You there? Hey, you there? Nina? Hello? I'm trying my best. Call me back. She'll be on, and she's going to read some of the things that's in the chat room, and go from there. But I'll be at Heart of God Church November 15th through the 16th, and then on the 17th on Sunday morning as well. And are you there this time? Can you hear me? Hold on. Don't hang up. Are you? Hold on. Are you there? Hello. Okay. She's here. Great. On November 17th, I'll be speaking at Heart of God Church on Sunday morning. Then on November 22nd and 23rd, I'll be in Valencia at the Restoration Church, and it's called the Shine Conference. And also on Sunday morning there, on the 24th, I'll be on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Go to DougAddison.com and click on the events page, and you'll find out all about that. I'm doing my West Coast tour right now. Nina's in the chat room, and she's got some stuff. What do you have, Nina? I'm going to do some Q&A. How much does imagination play in the seer anointing? Well, imagination itself, from just the imagining things, is different than actually seeing. However, to train yourself, imagination is a good way to start. There's a difference between getting revelation and imagining things. There's definitely a difference. But sometimes I wouldn't even call it imagination. I would call it picturing things. So let me just erase what I just said about imagination. Sometimes picturing things or trusting the picture that you get will actually will benefit you a lot, especially if you're a seer. I'm a seer. I'm not a Name prophet that just bubbles up and prophetic words come out of my mouth. I see things and I have to, you know, I have to explain them and I have to interpret them. But what I'd encourage you to do is, if you're getting it, it's not imagination. You want if anything, it would be an anointed imagination. And what you want to do is have more of the visualization. Ask God to give you a picture, and write about it, or what would it mean if this was a dream? What would it mean? Hope that helps. Keep them coming. Wow, do you have to be careful who lays hands on you? Well, it's always good to be careful. I'm not afraid anymore because greater is the one in you. Listen to me. Greater is the one in you than the one in the world. However, use wisdom still. And it's funny that you said that. This morning I was walking in the park, and a homeless guy came up right when I was praying and shook my hand. And I knew right away that there was something negative, that it had transpired because I'm sensitive. I just broke it off, you know, and broke off that, you know, that negative thing. And I'm careful. I'm not overly paranoid, but you know what you do? You don't want to put shields up. It's not like, hey, force fields up. Whoa, you don't really freak out about it, you know. But you don't want witches and stuff like that laying hands on you. It's good to know, you know, who it is. But here's what I do. I stand clothed in Christ, and you might want to do this. You just, if you are clothed in Christ, if he's in you, if his love is in you, and it permeates out from you, you got to practice this. Practice allowing the presence of the Holy Spirit, as you're walking down the street, the presence of the Holy Spirit flowing through you and out from you, just like when Peter walked down the street and that they would lay people out because even his shadow would heal them, right? Well, shadows don't heal. The Holy Spirit does. So just allow the Holy Spirit to flow through you. And that's what I do. I hope, you know, I've had very, very little negative stuff happen to me. But if, again, if you're not mature in this area, then you want to, you know, be careful. As you grow, allow the Holy Spirit to flow out from you. Just use discernment, take notes with what happened each time, and ask God to cleanse you. And if something weird happens, just all you have to do is ask God to cleanse you from anything not of Him, have someone else pray for you, and you're cool. Okay, what's going on? November 20th, a significant day. Can we expect something as a nation? You know, I thought it felt more personal, that's was my feeling when I got it from the Lord today, that it was going to be a release of something, a start, you know, of the and Luke 11:20. That's because it was the 20th. Was the finger of God, because it was the presence of God. Jesus said, you know, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub or by Satan, then, you know, it's not going to make sense. But if the finger of God, if I do it by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God surely has come among you and are upon you. So what I felt really strongly is on that day is going to be a shift, not so much you're going to expect something on that day specifically. From November 20th on, we're going to see a shift in a new level of operating in that finger of God. You know, and the finger of God is just touching people, you know, and the presence is there and the kingdom is everywhere. So we'll see. You know, some of the I'm a seer sometimes. I don't understand it, but I sure get a lot of emails when I release these things, and we see people you know, experiencing it. Okay, if you're stuck in transition, it's a question. Do you have any wisdom on what to do while you're waiting for doors to open? And maybe you've heard this before. I don't want to be a cliche, but go do the last thing that you heard or the last thing that you knew to do and keep moving. You know, if you're in transition, I'm in transition right now. So I keep doing the same things that I know how to do right now. In fact, I was stuck in realizing I'm stuck in transition, so I thought, all right, what are the things that I do? For me, I operate in the daily prophetic words, you know, or, you know, I can encourage people. Maybe for you, you can encourage someone. You keep doing the things that you know how to do until God releases you to something new. And I really highly encourage nobody just push the clutch in. Nobody just park your car in the garage, you know, unless God's really calling you to a sabbatical. And, you know, be careful that you still keep your gifts active. You still keep something moving and keep working out your gifts, your current gifts, and ask God to open the door for something new. Keep them rolling. We're doing good. Do I have any new or updated prophetic words on marriage? Well, it could be probably because of my Divine Alliance book I have about end time marriages. I don't have anything new except that it's increasing right now. I'm seeing it happening. I think there's a mindset change that has to happen for people. If you feel God calling you into marriage you're not seeing it happen, you might have to look outside of your current place. You know, that's what I had to do. I had to go import my wife. I didn't. Actually, I'm kidding. But she went to a different church than I did, and we did happen to meet at a meeting. But, you know, sometimes you have to get outside of where you are. I know someone, I kept prophesying over this woman over and over and over that she'd be married, and then she changed jobs and ended up meeting the guy she married, and she'd had this long-time job and ended up meeting this guy. And so sometimes you have to take a chance and take a step to do it. I say that this is the time just to press in, ask, seek, and knock, and God will open the door. How do I see angels? Good question. I see them in all types of forms, shapes. Very few, with me anyway, the way my gift works, very few do I actually see in their glory, all in their like in their full glory. I had angels coming into my room especially in Santa Maria, where I lived in California. It's a very open heaven. More angelic encounters in Santa Maria, California, than when I lived in Moravian Falls. I mean, there's an open heaven or a portal over that area. And I've had angels stand, literally stand there. And other times, most of the time, I just sense them. Or I'll see a little white, I'll see lights out of the corner of my eye, and then I start to sense what's going on in the room. Or like a wind or a presence will go by. And I've just learned to be sensitive, to sensitize myself by what I do is I take notes every time, almost every day, on what I sensed. And once in a while, I'll see an angel, but here's what I did. When I did see one, I had a list of questions. And I asked an angel, why don't you show yourself? You know, why don't you guys show yourself? And he says, because this angel was real serious. It was a messenger angel. Most of them that come, if you're prophetic anyway, I get messenger angels all the time. And this angel was really serious. He says, we don't show ourselves in our full glory because it would distract what we're bringing from the throne. And we do not want that, because that's the very first thing what happened in Revelation with John. He fell down to worship the angel, and the angel says, don't do it, because they're in glory. They're in their full glory. And that's why they cloak themselves. They'll come cloaked as a person, or they'll come in the room not even showing themselves, but their very presence being there. So don't be discouraged if you don't see them. Most people are trying to see them with their eyes, and you see them with your spirit. And once in a while, I'll see one with my eyes, and usually it's pretty serious. It's something that happens. The more you do it, the more you take notes on it, the more you get sensitive to the spiritual realm around you, the more you will actually have angelic encounters, because they're all there. They're right now. There's angels in the room right now. There's angels right where you are. They're all around us. Here's how I know this is if I say it was a demon, you know, in the room, most Christians would believe it. You say there's an angel in the room, and then they start doubting. It's because we have we've developed unbelief in this area. So, Father, I pray for open our eyes to see the angelic realm, or better yet, open our spirit to experience the angelic realm, whether we see them or not. Or better yet, Father, allow us to benefit from the angels. Allow us to pick up on it in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you've been in one of my meetings. But if you, I'll release the Holy Spirit, release the presence of God. Angels will touch sometimes 100% of the room. Sometimes 100% of the room is feeling a touch somewhere on their body all at once. And that's usually angels. What else you got? How do I discern spirits? That's a good one, like discerning of spirits, like if it's evil or not. The very first thing I have to go back. I kind of have to rewind myself, because how do I used to discern spirits is different than how I discern spirits now. Because if you were to go to work for the counterfeiting money department, right? I always use this example. You would study what? The counterfeit money or the real money? You would study the real money. So, here's how I train people in the schools of ministry and things that I do. How you discern spirits is go back to the last time that you know you had an encounter. Go back to a time where you know it was the Lord and take some notes. Sensitize yourself on how it felt. Or maybe even go back to a time, I don't really recommend studying the negative, but if you want to compare the two, you want to do a contrast, then go back to a time that there was something demonic and take some notes. And discerning of spirits becomes more and more easily, you know. And how it works with me is I don't even have to think about it, because I've been doing it so long for, you know, that it's automatic now. I'll be walking along and I'll get a memory of someone I haven't even thought about in a long time. And then I think about, oh my goodness, that person struggled with alcohol. Or I'll get a memory of a time that I got angry, and I'll suddenly be angry. And remembering this time I was angry like 5 years ago at someone. And that is because the spirit on that person is the spirit of anger, or it's the same spirit that you experienced before. It's so subtle that you have to really you get outside of yourself and say, hey, you know what? If you start having some weird thoughts in your head all of a sudden, and that's not your norm, you're probably discerning the spirits. Take notes. What's going on? What else you got? A baby mattress in a dream. Well, babies represent new things, and depends on what the baby mattress is, but it's probably saying that God's giving you a gift to nurture, people with gifts, you know, with, or that you're getting one yourself. Depends more on the dream. All right, keep them rolling. Well, alligators and dreams, and I learned this from my spiritual father, John Paul Jackson, is that usually it's someone with a snappy mouth, you know, that they're usually they're you're around someone and they're partway into the spirit, you know, they're part underwater. They may be someone who is has a malicious talk, and watch out for them. Absolutely, it's a heads up dream. Okay, this person is dreaming that his brother is standing at the bottom of a ladder, but his elbow, he's got his arms up, but his arms are cut off at the elbows, right? And it's probably the ladder's like Jacob's ladder's revelation. He has a calling or to advance in the spiritual realm, but the enemy's trying to cut off the ability to climb or to move forward. So that's an intercession dream. You might not even want to share it with them. You just say, Father, in Jesus' name, give them a grip. Give them something to hold on to. Pull them up in the name of Jesus. All right, keep them rolling. A circus or a carnival in a dream? Well, it depends on what's going on. It probably need to be more information. I mean, if the, you know, could be a fun time unless the clown is there, because, wow, if there's a real weird clown, then it's a bad time. If an elephant sits on you, you get attacked by a monkey, that's not a good, you know. But if it's just like a regular carnival, then probably a fun time. Or some people might think of carnival, you know, the evil thing. But most of the time, it's talking about a fun time. I'm discerning here now that it's a time of fun and new types of giftings and things like that. Keep them rolling. Okay, keep having a dream that she's taking a pregnancy test and it's positive. And again, babies and pregnancies talk about new gifts, new inventions, new jobs. And so there's something new coming your way right now. And so watch out for that, because it's going to, now watch, when you have the dream, mark your calendar for 9 months, because quite often things will manifest just like a baby 9 months later, and see if something new starts coming. Okay, the person wasn't sure if they were awake or asleep, but they heard a knock on the door and a small whisper that brought a lot of peace. Now here's the thing to discern. Talking about discerning of spirits, you know, the enemy really can't fake peace, first of all. And so it doesn't matter if you're awake or asleep or not, because these spiritual experiences can happen. It's God is calling you, that knock on the door, you know, that he's knocking. He's calling in you into a deeper level of peace. In fact, that's the prophetic word I have over this the last 2 months, is don't get hung up in busyness. Peace is the very thing that's going to allow you to move into this next season and to trust that. I get some of these, my spiritual experiences, I don't remember if I'm sleeping, awake, I don't remember what's going on. It doesn't matter, just listen to it, you know, write it down and see what happens. Begin to respond on that, by the way. How do I train myself to pay attention to the spiritual realm? On a daily basis, and you'll probably hear me like a broken record, until I start journaling on a regular basis, I heard like a smaller amount, My accuracy rate went up way high when I started to journal. And when I mean journal, you don't have to sit and write something long. Some people are just thinking you have to, you know, spill your guts and write about a bunch of stuff. I just bullet point. And, you know, like this morning, it depends on what's going on. I bullet pointed a few things, and I trained myself by going backwards. Like, okay, I bullet pointed some things yesterday that I felt or did. Then this morning, I went and filled them in a day later, because that's from the future. I don't know if you're catching this. Bullet point. All right, what I bullet pointed this morning, what I was hearing from God and doing, tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up, and in my journal, I'm going to fill in the details of that, because you'll learn more from a future standpoint. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. It doesn't have to be all detailed. It doesn't have to be all, you know, shined up, but that's how I do it. Prior to that, I've always been that way. And I'm not even, I'm dyslexic. I barely read a book, even though I'm a writer. So I just make things really simple. But, you know, you have to study your gifts. You have to. You've got to get in there and compare. It's like anything else. If you were going to learn how to cook, how would you learn how to do it? Trial and error. Go and try this one out. If you were going to learn anything, a sport, it's the same way. How do you do it? You find someone, you do a little bit of it, and you hit a plateau. You find someone who can help you. I think we really need to start using our spiritual gifts, you know, like we do our career, like we do our sports. I don't want to strive, but at the same time, we need to really get in there and figure out how they work. Good questions. What else is going on? Okay, a dream that they were standing inside a house, and I don't know if it was theirs or not, but all of a sudden the windows blew from the inside out. Now, windows often represent vision, so standing in the house and things are starting blowing inside out, is there's a move of the Holy Spirit come that's going to blow your vision away right now. It's going to take you to a new place. And, you know, even if it sounds scary, I'd have to ask more questions with the person, but this is just a generalization. Even if it sounds scary, sometimes it is scary when God goes to bring something new in your life. What's going on? What else you got? What's it mean to be pregnant with a puppy? And again, I've talked about, there's a lot of baby dreams going on right now. Because there are new gifts being released right now. There's new things. A lot of promotions happened. Well, puppies talk about being friends. So you probably, the gift that you're about to manifest or birth in your life is being a compassionate, friend. It's a gift of compassion that's coming upon you. In a dream, what does a fleet of bombers mean? Well, it's a time of spiritual warfare. Let's hope they're on your side. But it is a time of that you're in some spiritual warfare. And that's what usually any of the military stuff is going on, is the spiritual warfare. Okay, both your husband and this person, their husband and themselves, dreamed of their death, but they were able to communicate for a short time before going to heaven. Now, usually dying in a dream isn't necessarily dying. Usually it's about dying to one season before you go to another. You know, if you die to something, then you go to another season. That's most of the time. And so if someone dies in a dream, don't freak out, because it's probably an advancement happening. And so that's what that dream's showing you, that the two of you are both in a parallel season of dying to something and moving to a new season, and you're going to be able to communicate or be able to help each other. It's not real death. This is an advancement. In fact, it's the prophetic word I had about in September. About the advancements going on right now, both your husband and you are in sync with it. You're going into this new level, and you'll be able to help each other. That's what the communication was. And the whole point of it was to get closer to the Father. That's what going to heaven was. Is crashing in a dream always bad? Well, it might be a heads up. You know, it doesn't mean it has to happen. I tell you what, when you have revelation from God, whether it's a prophetic word or a dream or something like that, and something bad happens, you know what I do? I say, if that's not a good thing, and it's a will of, I just say, I want the opposite. I want the will of the Lord. So remember when King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4 has this dream that he's going to lose his kingdom, right? Daniel steps up and says, King, if you would repent, it wouldn't happen. So if you have one of those dreams, you can always just say, if there's a crashing dream, say, no way. Just get up and prophesy the opposite. I'm going to stand and say that this will not happen over my life. And so it's a heads up dream to get you to take action. Okay, some people can hardly remember their dreams or even to write them down. Well, we're all wired differently, and science really shows us that that we all dream, but we all don't necessarily remember. And it could be just a season of your life. It could be there's all kinds of different things. Medications, gosh, just the way you're wired. But I just want to pray over people who aren't remembering their dreams. Or maybe it's you're going through a time, maybe, you know, some people are going through hormonal imbalance, you know, some people are going through, you know, even moving or under stress, or maybe you're working third shift, maybe you're under stress, because peace helps. But I do have an anointing to activate dreams. And so, Father, and one of the words I had for November, it was a month of dreaming. I forgot to write it down. I just got at the end there. But there's going to be some dreams this month. So, Father, we just activate dreams right now and spiritual experiences and angelic encounters. Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, and I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit right now very strong, and I just release dreaming. I release the presence of the Lord, and I release and just this upon people right now, and boy, I'm on fire all of a sudden, and the presence of the Lord is so strong, and even watching this later, I know that there's going to be some people, even this one section here, where God, we're just saying, would you do it? All right, hey, you know what? Our time's up. It's been a great time. I want to thank Nina in the chat room. And visit my website, DougAddison.com. And remember, we got the $20 off deal on my online training till the end of the month. And it's not going to be publicized. But if you go to my website, you can sign up for my monthly newsletter. And also, if you do that, you'll get a free copy of my ebook, Night Dreams That Point Towards Your Life Dreams. Also, I released a new book called Understand Your Dreams Now. And you can, it's on everything. It's in paperback, it's on Kindle, it's on everything. Really highly recommend it. Get it to your friends. Also, my daily prophetic words on Twitter, hashtag daily prophetic, or just Doug T. Addison, or on my Facebook, Twitter and Facebook, I do a daily prophetic word. Been doing them for well over a year now, year and a half, and it's exciting. You can go there. But anyway, I just want to bless you, and we'll see you next month.